This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Tonight, Al Roker's health crisis.
I know Al isn't here.
33 days and counting off the Today Show, we have an update. Then GMA's TJ Holmes, a serial cheater.
Keeping the romance alive in any relationship, well, maybe it's a challenge these days.
Just a little bit.
How his wife discovered his secret romance with Amy Robach. Plus, we're with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
I actually thought we were just going on a date night.
The message she sent with her fashion as her father-in-law, King Charles, gets pelted with eggs again. And only E.T.'s backstage with the power women of Hollywood.
Who's gonna stop us? Nobody.
Why the crowd laughed at Kim Kardashian's absence. E.T. starts now. Absolute media madness as Harry and Meghan take Manhattan. Their explosive Netflix docuseries is just hours from dropping. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Nichelle Turner is off, but let's get right to Rachel Smith at Madame Tussauds, New York and Times Square. There is so much news happening in New York City right now, Rach.
Oh, yeah, Kev. The Duke and Duchess are definitely dominating headlines, but so are the folks over on the morning shows, starting with the latest on Al Roker's health battle.
I know Al isn't here. He's still healing and recovering.
As Mr. Roker would say,
yes.
Best time of the morning.
All right.
No mention if the beloved weather anchor is still hospitalized after being readmitted for blood clots in his leg and lungs. But today, Al seemingly hinted he'd spend the holidays at home, posting his daughter's cooking videos and requesting Christmas morning breakfast. With those cutouts, the show found a way for the 68-year-old to make their holiday card. Al's been off the air for 5 weeks. Today, his wife, ABC News reporter Deborah Roberts, posted, "Our hearts are warmed by the love, thoughts, and prayers. Our family is lifted and forever grateful for the unceasing beauty of support from near and far."
He is watching us this morning, providing real-time feedback.
Has he been chit-chatting?
No, he hasn't, but I'm sure he will now.
Of course, there's still plenty of talk surrounding TJ Holmes as the GMA anchor faces new cheating allegations.
We're filling in for Amy Robach and TJ Holmes.
While he and Amy Robach remain sidelined for the third day in a row, a source claims to ET that TJ had an affair with a third woman who no longer works at ABC. That's in addition to Amy and a former GMA producer.
I'm such a marriage proponent. I want everybody to get married.
The source adds that TJ's wife got suspicious this summer while on vacation in the Bahamas, celebrating his birthday. Quote, "They had already been through so much trying to fix their marriage after his affair with a former GMA producer, and then she saw a birthday card from Amy that was way too familiar." The source adds she was done after that.
I think you start with marrying somebody who's considerate and kind and good, which he is, so that helps because you have a good foundation to start with.
Yeah, it's getting messy, and this moment from the past has gone viral.
I would love to hear, do you guys like the show?
Of course we do.
I love it.
Addicted.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Amy with Reese Witherspoon talking about the morning show, which, yep, also had workplace fallout after two co-anchors have an affair.
I am so mad at you. There had to have been a million and one women out there who didn't work on the morning show.
I think that you're jealous because of our history.
Does it hit home a
little
bit?
Well, we can give you a few more plot lines.
I think we already did that.
You did. Yes, email me, girl. Email.
Reese's interview was back in October, about 2 months before TJ and Amy were outed by the Daily Mail's exclusive photos, which documented their entanglement.
Well, I have nothing but love for him, and I hope that he's okay.
Meanwhile, Don Lemon, who used to work with TJ at CNN, is supporting his former colleague.
I don't know about their situation. I'm not privy enough, but I just like to offer people love and support, and I hope that they're okay, and I hope that they continue to prosper. And I hope I get to see them in person again soon so I can give them a hug.
E.T. was with Don in Manhattan at the Robert F. Kennedy Ripple of Hope Gala. That's where the Sussexes arrive to both cheers and jeers ahead of tomorrow's bombshell Netflix docuseries release.
Harry, what do you think about destroying the royal family? Megan!
On the carpet, the Duke and Duchess held hands and flashed big smiles. Meghan wore a white off-the-shoulder gown accessorized with a tribute to the late Princess Diana, her famous aquamarine ring.
I actually thought we were just going on date night. I mean, we don't get out much because our kids are so small.
Thank you for bringing me on this very special date night.
You're welcome.
Oh, Prince charming the crowd of 1,500 as they were honored for their humanitarian work with mental health and racial injustice.
It's a dirty game.
I realized they're never going to protect you.
At midnight, the first three episodes of the six-part Harry and Meghan docuseries hits Netflix. In London, the royal family kept a stiff upper lip while bracing for impact. Last night, the Prince and Princess of Wales joined King Charles and the Queen Consort at a reception for members of the diplomatic corps inside Buckingham Palace. Kate donned a red Jenny Packham gown topped with a glittering diamond lotus flower tiara. She previously wore that headpiece in 2015, but earlier in the day, things weren't so full of decorum. 1 month after this happened, another egg was hurled at King Charles while out and about in London. The alleged egg slinger was a man in his 20s and was arrested on suspicion for assault. And back in L.A., the royals were top of mind at the Hollywood Reporter's Women in Entertainment event. Our Cassie DeLaura got the exclusive.
As a woman who amplifies voices, I loved hearing you on the Archetypes podcast. Are you watching the Netflix docuseries?
I saw the trailer. The trailer was, I was like, they're about to go in. So I will check it out.
It's very powerful. We're all speaking our truth these days, right?
Absolutely.
Who's going to stop us?
Nobody.
Issa Rae and Charlize Theron were both honored this morning.
Hello, hello. You look amazing. Do you want me to, there's a little hair on you. You want to take it off? Women supporting women, right?
It takes a community.
It really does. Now, congratulations on your leadership award, the Sherry Lansing Leadership Award. What does this honor mean to you?
Oh my gosh, it's a lot of things. It's overwhelming, it's shocking. Having her be the first to ever run a studio, I'm just incredibly honored to even like have my name be in the same sentence as her.
Seth Rogen is presenting the award to you today. Is he gonna roast ya?
It's all I want him to do.
Because our movie bombed and we stayed friends.
Yeah, Charlize's co-star from Long Shot delivered, even calling out no-show Kim K.
I have seen every episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I know she's not doing something more important than this.
I have to give you a congratulations on the major success of Glass Onion.
I love being a part of this film. It's such a fun, wild ride. Like, really a dream role, honestly.
More stars hitting the carpet. Margot Robbie, Heidi Klum, Jenna Dewan, and Lisa Rinna, who gave us this Housewives dish.
I saw Kathy last night, and we had a lovely chat.
Okay. A lovely chat.
All good. Okay. All good.
Okay. Now, of course, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, being on a little bit of a hiatus, how do you feel about that?
We're grown women, and we can pretty much get through anything at the end of the day.
I'm hoping you can share some holiday news for us. Any updates with a Freaky Friday reboot? I love that little laugh.
But we're talking about it, for sure.
Have you seen Lindsay's new Christmas movie?
No, I've been working, but yes, I'm going to. I've told her. She is
the best. We gotta get you two back together.
We will,
see?
We will.
Dirty Dancing sequel, what decade are we picking up in?
90s.
90s, oh my goodness. 90s dancing, fashion, 90s all of it.
90s music.
What else can you tease?
I can't say a word, I get in so much trouble. Yeah.
Another fierce female in Hollywood, Helen Mirren, and the dame was in Vegas with her 1923 co-star, Harrison Ford, for their big premiere.
We recently spoke with Kelly Riley, of course, our Beth Dutton in the Yellowstone franchise and family. She sang your praises. You remember her first project was with you.
Yes, I remember just this very beautiful and very talented girl arriving on the set. And look, I remember looking at her and saying, there's a star.
You bet your ass I am.
Now, fans will watch Helen and Harrison throw down in the Yellowstone prequel dropping on Paramount Plus December 18th.
What is your favorite part of your wardrobe for your character?
Well, I suppose my hat. I was just telling Taylor tonight that after 20 different hats, you know, auditioned for the part, he didn't like any of them. That one's too tall, that one's too big, that one's too small. But he only found out tonight that that's a hat I came with. That's my hat.
Tell the world what happens when they cross me.
And check out what happened when creator Taylor Sheridan crashed our interview with 1923 villain Timothy Dalton.
Mr. We've only Sheridan. Discussed it.
It's Bond. It's James Bond.
Mr. Sheridan, how are you?
When I called him, he said, Taylor, what are you asking me to do? I don't, there's no script, there's no nothing. I said, you just got to trust me, which I guess is not a British thing to do.
He's giving me a character that has visceral reactions to things. So it's full of emotion. But of course, cowboys don't show
emotion. They don't show emotion.
Cowboys don't cry.
Trust me, cowboys cry. Meanwhile, Kate Hudson showing some emotion after this TikTok confession.
You don't even have a phone.
Exactly. That's the thing.
So what the hell are you talking about?
Kate's 11-year-old son, Bingham, has a message for his mom that she's not going to like.
I'll talk about that later.
Ben.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Only We're With the Stars celebrating a CMA country Christmas and making new holiday plans.
Putting him in little Christmas outfits, he's going to look back on it and think, Dad, why did you put me in that?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Son.
Yeah?
How do you feel about me and TikTok?
I've always known TikTok as, like, not for, like, not to say old people.
Whoops! That is Kate Hudson's 11-year-old mini-me son, Bingham, dropping some TikTok truth bombs on mom.
You don't even have a phone.
Exactly. That's the thing.
So what the hell are you talking
about?
So
when I had TikTok, I feel really weird because I've always known TikTok to be for younger people and not for my mom.
Well, just keeping it real, mama. Well, now to the country music family spreading holiday cheer.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
I'm excited to be asked to return. I feel really lucky.
It's going
to
be a party. It's going to be a party.
A holiday party.
Dan and Shay join host Carly Pierce to ring in the holiday season with CMA Country Christmas. The duo plus other stars like Maren Morris and Old Dominion will perform tomorrow on ABC.
It's officially Christmas.
The holidays are a time that we get to come off the road and reflect, be grateful for everything that's happened that year.
My husband tells me that I'm really hard to buy gifts for. This year, I'm trying to make it easy on him and just give him a few ideas and not, like, have him scratch his head the week of and try to figure it out.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Jeff here is a great gift giver.
Brad makes it really easy because he's the kind of person that walks into a store and he's like, this is so cool. And then he sets it back down. So then I just go behind him and I pick it up and I put it in a bag.
New dad and American Idol alum Scotty McCreery will bring the holiday cheer with...
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
But he's most excited for making memories with his new family of three.
Putting him in little Christmas outfits, little elf outfits. I'm sure we're going to have all sorts of stuff that he's going to look back on and think, Dad, why did you put me in that?
Oh, but they are going to be some great photos for the scrapbook. Let's keep the ET exclusives rolling behind the scenes of the Whitney Houston biopic. Only We Are on set for the actress portraying the icon, revealing the hardest part of becoming Whitney.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Then Brendan Fraser's Hollywood comeback.
Thank you for inviting us all to the Renaissance.
Thank you.
The emotional story behind his new movie, Transformation.
Let's be honest here.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Sing what I want to sing, be how I want to be.
It's been a long time coming, but make sure you mark your calendars for December 23rd. That is when the Whitney Houston biopic, I Want to Dance with Somebody, hits theaters. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker star Naomi Ackie transforms into the music legend, and only E.T. can take you behind the scenes.
The most challenging part of portraying Whitney Houston is portraying Whitney Houston.
To help transform into Whitney, 30-year-old Naomi wore a set of prosthetic teeth. It took her 6 months to learn the accent. And as for the singing, well, that is all Whitney. Her former mentor, Clive Davis, played by Stanley Tucci, is a producer on the biopic.
She's singing, but she's also lip-syncing at the same time, because the only person who could sing with Whitney Houston was Whitney Houston, let's face it. But she has a beautiful voice herself, so she's singing these songs along with the playback, and it gives you chills.
Look, the purpose of this film is to show the full Whitney, but it is also to show the great talent.
I remember the first time I saw her, she produced Cinderella with Brandy. And she played the fairy godmother. And that is my first memory of seeing her as like a fairy godmother. And I was obsessed with that film.
E.T. was with Whitney on the set of Cinderella back in 1997 and more than 160 times over her career. I Want to Dance with Somebody is the first movie to actually get the approval of Whitney's family. It hits theaters December 23rd.
I hope people walk away first off with all of her songs in their head, but also like with a, oh, I didn't know that. And wow, what it must have felt like for that.
Cannot wait to see this movie. Now, another performance that people are buzzing about, Brendan Fraser's comeback role in The Whale. So how does Brendan feel about all the love that's being thrown his way? Our Nichelle Turner found out.
First of all, thank you for inviting us all to the Renaissance. We appreciate that.
You are. Thank you. What can I say? I'm touched, grateful.
The biggest outpouring? This 7-minute standing ovation that brought Brendan to tears after The Whale debuted at the Venice Film Festival.
I'm touched, grateful. From one big heart to mine, too, I send it right back.
The father of three, who shot to stardom in The Mummy and George of the Jungle, is almost unrecognizable in the role of a 600-pound English teacher.
People are amazing.
I got kids now, you know? And that really warrants how I make decisions about what I'm gonna do and then whatever it is that I'm doing, about how I feel about what I'm doing. And somehow the stakes get raised to such a point that something that may seem garden variety or normal takes on much more gravity.
I love when I saw that you said you really connect to Charlie's inner scars.
Charlie's life is one that's lived behind closed doors. His existence, which has come to a place where sadly he's been harming himself for his broken heart. And that's been through overeating, a combination of depression, a whole host of reasons.
It took 4 hours for Brendan to get into the prosthetics for the film in limited release December 9th. His character, Charlie, is a recluse trying to reconnect with his teenage daughter, played by Stranger Things star Sadie Sink. She told me something magical happened with Brendan during rehearsal.
It was just a switch, and it affected everyone for every scene.
Fact that we're calling this the Renaissance is exactly right.
Yes.
Okay.
It's nice work if you can get it, but let's be honest here. And every now and then, a piece comes along, if you're lucky, that you find that you connect with in a way that makes you care more. And this is one of those films.
His transformation in this movie is mind-blowing. And Brendan said that he carried between 50 to 300 extra pounds depending on the scene. All right, coming up, a sneak peek at the greatest holiday commercials.
Washing in bed, I'm your worst nightmare, stood over your sled.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
To work with them, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They are really the goats in what they do.
Tomorrow on ET, our exclusive behind the scenes of 80 for Brady. Then...
you have to take it from her.
Only we're with Oscar winner Catherine Zeta-Jones on the set of National Treasure. And before we go, here's a treasure for you. Tonight on The CW, it's the greatest holiday commercials countdown, hosted by yours truly and Nichelle Turner. And trust me when I tell you, it was a real bonding experience. Just watch. See y'all tomorrow.
How close people can get this holiday season if they really try. Right, Nichelle?
I can't believe I let you talk me into this, Kevin.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost...
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker. Now streaming on Paramount+.